Com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a way to kick off the week. Mosquitoes spraying from the deadly West Nile virus. In the meantime, speaking of deadly, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, on Sunday blows a gasket in London, sticking out of a second floor window at the Ecuadorian embassy, rather, in London. He goes nuts on the president and pleads with him to release Bradley Manning. What's that all about? We're going to dive into that on this edition of ATN as we go through the hour. Also, over the weekend, maybe you kick back, you chillax a little bit to get away from West Nile, not just in Dallas, which is ground zero, but elsewhere around the country. You might have taken in The Expendables Part 2. No doubt this was a huge success, number one at the box office, taking in $28.8 million. And there were some familiar faces in this. The former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was part of the cast this time around, and Claude Van Damme. The Expendables is like the old guys who used to be cool and kicked butt. It's you know what it's like? I was thinking about this today. It's like the golf tour. You're in the PGA tour, and then you're on the senior tour. So you have your own franchise, and then you get to go to the farm, and it's called the Expendables. And with Stallone in charge, it was a huge hit. I can't say I'm surprised. We do a cheap movie review each and every Friday, and I said, most likely this is going to be number one. And sure enough, it was. It jumped over Jeremy Renner's version of the Bourne series, which I saw and I thought was good and I would recommend to anyone out there. All right, speaking of spies, and I mentioned this at the top, and don't worry, we'll get into the usual Sunday swirl, the talking heads over Medicaid and what Robert Gibbs, the henchman for Obama, had to say about Romney when he was on one of the Sunday shows. We'll get into all that gossip and nonsense and mix it up. But I think this is worth bringing up at the top because we talk about whistleblowers now in the U.S. And Bradley Manning, according to Julian Assange, was a whistleblower. But I said this all along, whether or not you like Assange and WikiLeaks and think, yeah, man, cool, he's exposing all these dirty little secrets, which he did when WikiLeaks pumped out all those memos and countless things poured out from the State Department and from different cables that had to do with some of the folks in, let's say, Iraq and some of them in other parts of the world, who Afghanistan, who helped us find information and put things together. I was thinking of spies. So they're sort of covert spies in a sense. And some of them were killed by the Taliban because their names were released through gossip and other things. So their names came out in some of the cables, and there was a fear that they would be killed as a result of that, since they were people who were helping the United States against the Taliban. Anyway, getting into all of the meat of that, you understand who Julian Assange is and what he does. So here Bradley Manning is just a small guy on the totem pole of the military, right? He's just a private, but he has access to massive amounts of information, this top secret stuff. So how hard do you think Assange worked on getting him to give it to him? He gives it to him, and now this kid, which is a great fair or foul, faces 22 criminal counts of criminal acts of what he could do life for. He can do life for this and probably will. But Assange says the U.S. administration's war on whistleblowers has to end. And he screamed that Obama has to do something about it and that Manning isn't the guy who should be punished because he's the intelligence analyst who leaked masses of confidential information. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Assange, but when you work for the military and you release intelligence reports that are classified, what do you think is going to happen? What was interesting about this appearance, by the way, it was the first time that Assange, who is fighting extradition from London and has been embraced by the Ecuadorians, this is the first time that he's been in public. So he decides to use that embassy and have a little press conference at the window. He's thanked the people who were there, and he pushed and pushed and pushed not to prosecute Manning. But I think it falls on deaf ears, because I think that this kid goes away for a very long time. So my question to you is, if somebody leaks classified information, and there are plenty of people who have written on this and said, bravo, way to go, this is wrong what the government's doing, private, all this information linking XYZ to the United States, this should have been out there. What do you say? Is everything fair game? And so if somebody releases and gives to somebody like Assange, who has an outlet in WikiLeaks, lets him leak it out there, is it fair that he's prosecuted, or should he be given a pass? Because after all, he just provided information that he thought the American public should know. I may surprise some of you, because I'm all about freedom of the press, and certainly if you get information and you have a scoop, you're going to release it. You know it. Everybody would have leapfrogged over Assange to get it. But the idea that he's now trying to plead for Manning is ridiculous, because Manning did cross the line. He released classified information. Does classified mean anything? Of course. Of course. There is other sides to this, because should it have been stamped classified? We could certainly look at that as well. All right, I have to talk about mosquitoes, because I mentioned them at the top, and so many of you sent me emails about it. We'll go to the mailbag at the tail end of this hour, but we have listeners across the country who are concerned about West Nile, as it is cropped up in so many states, over 34 states, not just Texas, and Dallas being ground zero, not just Dallas. The West Nile virus, this is the biggest outbreak we've seen since 1999. So they're spraying insecticide from airplanes over our satellite facility. I heard some of that airplane stuff coming down probably about 2 hours ago. And they're doing all these research studies on the poisons, of course, used in the sprays, and are they safe for humans or not. And, of course, the health people are saying, yeah, absolutely they're safe. Of course it's safe. I mean, you know, this is the thing. We've tested it. We have tested all of this, and this insecticide won't hurt people, and it won't hurt children. It won't hurt other creatures. But I'm not so sure. Should we trust them on that? People are concerned. It's not an exact science, even though they've done scientific studies. I mean, you know, we're talking about chemical corporations who put all this stuff together. However, West Nile, which has killed way too many people already, I wouldn't want to be in that category. Hey, you want to throw in your 2 cents? Please do. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy.
It is easy to play the game. Because I invite everybody to be a part of the show. I don't care what your stripes are. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. We're feeling flat out left out and looking for a third party somewhere, somehow. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So here's the thing. I told you, you know the players, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, now pleading for Bradley Manning, realizing he jammed this guy up because he gave him the information, which, of course, makes Assange more money, which makes him famous. And I'm not anti-WikiLeaks, though, because it was good stuff that he got. Not for nothing, absolutely. So Jack from Down Under says, Kate, I find it hypocritical that this administration would prosecute Manning when the White House is leaking far more sensitive material. So, yes, we have talked about some of the stuff that has come out of the White House and the concerns over the leaks there. Think of some of the information in, especially dangerous, was what happened with Iran and the idea that we were going to go after them with the supercomputer bug. And, oh, geez, how did all that stuff come out? So in this case, you know, does Jack have a point? Well, isn't it interesting what the administration is doing to Manning? Because look what they're releasing. But here's the thing. Two wrongs don't make a right. And the problem is this. If I go to work, for the military and I get the clearances and I move up the ladder, play the game with me. I move up the ladder and, or I'm just on the lower rung. So I could be, I'm either one end or the other, let's say. But let's say I'm on the lower rung, but I get the clearances and I have intelligence information and I'm snooping around because I have access, I have codes and I've got the usernames and the password protected, encrypted stuff. And I find this information, And I get excited because I can get coaxed into giving it up. And I like that idea because, hey, this isn't right. I don't like the stuff that I'm reading. And I give it over. Well, I go to this classified thing again. But you could look at it through a different eye and say, well, listen, it's ridiculous, the things that happened in Afghanistan. It's crazy, some of this information that should be out there. The American public needs to see it. So I'm going to give it up. I'm going to weigh the option of what I should do. I'm going to give it up. The guy who once again benefits is Assange. You think they weren't going to find Bradley Manning? Of course they were. So now Bradley Manning again is a pawn for Assange because he gets a chance to say, hey, man, hey, U.S., damn you. You need to get off this guy's back. He's the hero. He's the messenger. He released the information. And, you know, there are people that would love to go after Assange and do something to him, like throttle his neck for some of the information that's come out. But is it harmful? Is it just embarrassing? What is it to the U.S. government? You have to ask yourself that, too. And I can see it from that other point of view. Absolutely. But I can also see it from the opportunist point of view that's coming from Assange. So I call foul on him now saying, oh, Bradley Manning, geez, no, 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 you got to protect this guy. He's not getting protected. He's getting a one-way ticket punched to life in prison. That's it. He's life in prison. It reminds me of one of the two Marines in the Tom Cruise movie. Remember A Few Good Men, where they were like, duh, what did we do? I don't understand. I don't understand what we did. We were on the wall. We're just protecting people. And they didn't realize they were a pawn in the game. Now, that was Hollywood, and this is real stuff. So I don't believe that Manning realized what was going to happen to him. And it will happen to him, absolutely. Hey, we got a dungeon moment coming up here in a second. But before we get to that, oh, I promised all the exciting rhetoric from over the weekend. And most of the conversation continues to be the same thing. And what is the same thing? Well, the same thing is that we hear about Medicaid and we hear how Obama is screwing us with Medicaid because he took so much money out of it. So it's not going to be there anyway. And then we hear about how the Republicans are going to pilfer the money anyway, and they don't realize that by the time you line it all up, it's not going to be there in the first place. And I mean Medicare. I guess you could throw in Medicaid too, but the whole voucher thing. So this becomes a big chunk of what we're going to listen to now for the next 3 months, besides the economy and jobs and what's going to happen with tax breaks. Robert Gibbs, every once in a while they trot him out. Used to be the White House spokesperson. Then he went back to Chicago with David Axelrod to help get Obama reelected again. So he talks about taxes, and he talks about Romney and taxes and releasing more tax forms. And he doesn't mince any words and says, look, this guy is hiding something. Of course he's hiding something. Why wouldn't he release them? He should talk about all the tax havens he enjoys and all the places where he's got money. Here's Gibbs.
If Mitt Romney proposes to be president of the United States and lead us through tax reform, shouldn't the American people understand the offshoring and the outsourcing and the tax havens that he takes advantage of in his tax return and understand how those values would govern the tax reform decisions that he might make as president? Mitt Romney is a highly educated man. And he has clearly made a decision that what is in those tax returns is far more damaging to him than to do what every presidential candidate has done, which is show the American people your personal finances.
So there also is the question, should he just release all the tax forms? Let him go through it. Let him release all the tax forms. You heard Romney say the other day he hadn't paid less than 13% ever in his entire life, and I listened to a comedian who I like. I don't agree with his political opinions a lot, but he cracks me up and he does say some pretty funny things. Bill Maher. And his show, usually he throws it at conservative and maybe a couple of liberals. And he was talking about this, about the Romney tax forms and whatnot, and kind of the same thing. why not release it? I don't understand why not release it. So the bottom line is, whether it's going to be for a comedian's punchline for all the tax havens or whatever, he mentioned, too, the fact that it's 13%, and why should you take him at his word? So my question is the same question. Do we want to know this? Do we need to know this? Is this something that is going to change your point of view on the way you vote? Is there something sinister? Is Mitt Romney hiding behind something? And you think of what presidents edit, and I'm sorry, but Obama is not an open book. See, if Obama was transparent, like he said he was going to be transparent in his administration, then, boy, they could really, really take a chunk, I think, a serious chunk out of Romney and say, well, listen, we give you everything and then some. We give you every single thing you want. But it's the opposite. They cherry pick what they give out. So Romney has to give up more forms. I don't get it. Because to me, honestly, unless there is something incredible in those forms, which I don't think there is. I don't think there is. He made a ton of money. He made a brick load of money. We already know that he made a lot of money. Does anyone not know that? If you don't, then I'm going to point you to a few places where you can look and actually see the kind of money we're talking about. He ran a company which swallowed some companies, made some jobs in some cases. Other people lost jobs in other cases. But he created a huge empire. Absolutely. So we know that. And he's talked about it. He's very wealthy. He's given away a chunk of money. It's like I'm not trying to protect Mitt Romney, but I'm trying to look at the logic behind how is this so incredibly revealing that it's going to knock you on your heels. And if I was like a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, I'm like, yeah, what can we sink our teeth into? How can we get this guy? If that was my job, I don't know that this would be the place where I would aim my target, because I don't see it as sexy, revealing, incredible, incriminating. But am I missing something? Maybe you can enlighten me, America. Maybe you see this a different way and you think there is something in the hidden returns. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side with the dungeon.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As you get ready for another work week here, America, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can jingle these numbers anytime or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Boy, this hour was just crammed with good stuff. I say good stuff because so much happened over the weekend. You had Julian Assange and the fact that the WikiLeaks guy was saying, hey, Bradley Manning, this is a U.S. witch hunt. This shouldn't happen. There's no way. This guy shouldn't be prosecuted for releasing the documents. And then, you know, what happens to him? Australia pushing for his extradition to the United States. On top of all of that and the mosquito West Nile virus stuff that's happening, a little bit of controversy, Dallas Ground Zero for it, because that's been the most reports of the mosquitoes, or not the mosquitoes, of the cases that have come out, almost 300, and 14 people dead as a result of it. So a lot of people are worried about it. In fact, a former guest on this show has a good friend that got West Nile virus and thought, like I did, it's, you're kind of cavalier about it. And then it's a question of, is it safe to spray from the planes? Well, tough. The mayor says it's an emergency in Dallas, and they're going to spray. So they've already been up and spraying late on Sunday night into Monday morning. I said this before. When I was a kid in Jersey, growing up in New Jersey, they had those fogger trucks where they just pumped out the fog. And what do we know? We would, like, run behind it. We run behind the truck. So who knows what we were exposed to probably there. Speaking of being exposed, this is ultimately one of the biggest blunders politically of this season. I do not know what this Republican Senate candidate was thinking. He got big headlines. He got big headlines. And this is Republican Congressman, a Republican Congressman, Todd Akin, who wants Senator Claire McCaskill's seat. And it's pretty shaky ground for her in Missouri. So she's probably enjoying the beginning of her work week as her opponent really just stepped right into the middle of it. I don't know what he was trying to say. Somehow he got caught up in what he was saying. But I'm not going to defend what he said. Here's the deal. This is what he said. He was asked a question about rape. He was asked a question about rape, and, you know, basically we're talking about an abortion question. And what he said was, when he was interviewed, is that if somebody is, he said that victims of legitimate rape, that's what he called it, victims of legitimate rape cannot biologically become pregnant, and therefore they do not need legal abortions. He said from what he understood from doctors, pregnancy after rape is really rare. And he said that when he was being interviewed by a television station to defend his stand that rape victims shouldn't be allowed to access abortions. He said if it's a legitimate rape, he said it a couple times, the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down. He even said that if a rape victim does somehow become pregnant, that there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be on the rapist and not attacking the child. Oh, my. So the problem is in the way he worded this especially. So the backlash has been unbelievable from Republicans, too, not just from Democrats or other people or whatever, from Democrats, from Republicans, including Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. A spokesperson for Romney wrote very late on Sunday that the presumptive GOP presidential nominee and his running mate did not share Congressman Akin's sentiments on rape. And here was the statement. I got the statement. Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan disagree with Mr. Akin's statement, and a Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in instances of rape, period. So then Akin came back, and he was saying it during the day. He said he misspoke when he claimed legitimate rape rarely resulted in pregnancy. He was answering a question about, about the whole abortion thing, and he just got himself in so deep and has spent now hours and hours trying to get out of that. Because here's the deal. It was, and I believe this, it was an off-the-cuff remark, but he really pushed himself into the deep end of the pool, and he had to come out and he said, hey, it doesn't reflect the deep empathy I hold for thousands of women who are raped and abused every year. You know, all of us understand that rape can result in pregnancy, and I have great empathy for all the victims. I regret misspeaking. And if you look this information up, which, of course, we all have Google and other search engines and ways to find things out, there clearly is, in the American Journal of Gynecologists, Obstetricians and Gynecologists, even there they show that rapes result in 32,000 pregnancies each year. Clearly, he had no idea what he was speaking about. 32,000 pregnancies. Oh, depressing. I mean, depressing, the whole thing. But the fact that he got in there and did that, I wonder what this will do to his campaign. Because here's the interesting thing. The candidate who he's trying to unseat, Claire McCaskill, is trailing by about 8 points in the polls, the incumbent. So will that switch around based on what he said? Because now a lot of even conservatives are very, very upset with this. So I'm going to have to say Congressman Todd Akin, and I know some of you are listening to us in the great state of Missouri, call me, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm going to say we have to put you in the dungeon, dude, because you can't just talk off the cuff about something so serious. So, Matt Johnson, please usher the congressman into his new facility.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
He tripped on his way in. I was going to actually help him in, but he made his way in. Yeah, boy, oh boy, he did. He really stepped into that. And the bottom line is he's come out. He made the statement. He has lots of backers, people who absolutely don't like Claire McCaskill. Claire McCaskill got herself in trouble with a lot of people when she tried to explain away Obamacare and had no answers for lots of upset people at many of the town hall meetings. I mean, that's just one of the many things that infuriated some of the Missouri folks. And so this race was really getting away from her, at least in the polls anyway. And whether this is going to be a big reversal or she catches up a little bit just in the polls and he still ends up winning it, he's going to have to really stick by that because this is going to dog him for the next couple of days, I guarantee it. Certainly, it's going to be huge news heading into Monday and Tuesday in the beginning of the week, and especially since everybody's campaigning and on vacation and not back on the Hill. I mean, already there's all kinds of parodies and stuff all over the place about, you know, what he said. And McCaskill immediately took advantage of this and said, you know, as somebody who's a woman offended by the comments, not realizing, blah, 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 and with an easy way to find out that information that, you know, this is the problem. But as I said, you look at how much she was trailing in the polls, 8 points is a pretty big percent, a pretty big percent. So, you know, McCaskill thought he was the weakest challenger and wanted him to win the primary. And now she's trailing him. But he steps into it with the comments and may alienate some potential female voters in Missouri. The good chance that could happen. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I said at the top of the show that a lot of people sent emails, especially about the mosquito stuff and, you know, the usual fare. What did I think about Ryan and Romney and how about their chances and what were the polls saying? And it's interesting timing because Gallup does their daily polls, and the daily Gallup poll actually had Mitt Romney ahead of the incumbent, the president, Barack Obama, by just a few points. So it's still, at least in that rolling average, it's close. It was like 37-34, but Romney was on top of the poll. So did he ultimately get a bounce? It's been a week later, over a week. Did he ultimately get a bounce in the end from Congressman Paul Ryan? Or has he been out there more and they're both stumping in different directions? Raised more money, more commercials are being put together, they're out there. I don't know, you could ask yourself a lot of different questions. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Next week, of course, we'll be broadcasting from the convention. That should be interesting in Tampa. Stay with us. We're going to the mail next.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allicin. And the answer is, Allicin contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allicin contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allicin is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin. For more information and to order Allicin, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allicin.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Before we go there, let's go out to Pete in the great state of Texas. Pete, I hope you have your mosquito repellent on. How are you?
Oh, my word. It rained like a cow pen on a flat rock in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Boy, it sure did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. They're in a bind over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling rather conspiratorial. First off, Clayton Williams. Remember that?
Clayton Williams. You're dredging up some old stuff.
Okay. You know, he told about the rape thing. He lost. Anyway, like I say, I'm feeling conspiratorial. I think Romney ought to cook the books. Just come up with all kinds of numbers, high, low, sideways, turn it in. And that's it. And
just cook the books. I like that. Just cook the books, put them out there, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what Obama's done, you know.
Yeah.
And then, isn't there a great big office of the FBI in Salt Lake City?
There is. There are many hubs for the FBI, but they have one there, yes.
Yeah, now think about it. All those little FBI dudes running around, all those little bibbies, half of them are Mormon. I think it's
You know what? A lot of FBI agents, actually, it's funny you say that, a lot of FBI agents are Mormons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Think about it, you know. Like I say, I was feeling conspiratorial this evening.
So put those pieces together out there and do with them what you will. Okay. You can hook them together like a giant jigsaw puzzle or not. I mean, you know what? Do I think there are conspiracies that abound? Absolutely. Do I think there are coincidences? Well, how many coincidences are there really? In the case of this congressman, I don't know what he was thinking when he went down that, you know, when you get a shovel out and you just start digging in too deep, like less is more. Somebody should have told him, dude, less is more. Yeah, just answer the question. I don't believe in abortion. I don't, whatever. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
And then if somebody keeps asking the, exactly, then walk off. You're done with the question. That's it. That's how you feel. I'm pro-life. I'm whatever. But he had to get himself in deeper, and he didn't, then he got discombobulated. So I don't know. We'll see.
This with WikiLeaks deal, I hate to be an armchair quarterback, but they could have used and abused this yahoo, you know, could have caught him, put him out there, and start throwing trash out there for everybody to see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, could have started some fun stuff, rumors, and then that would have discredited him. And they could have thrown him in jail and, you know, throw away the key.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean Assange discredited him or the kid, Bradley Manning?
Yes, both.
Both, yeah. Yeah. With Assange, they do have something hanging around with him, the rape charges allegations back in Sweden. So there's this whole thing about extraditing him, and that's why Ecuador said, "Oh no, he can come to Ecuador," and that's why he's at the Ecuadorian embassy.
Yeah.
It's all very mysterious.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Don't go to Quito because there's a volcano there and it could explode. Pete, as always, thanks. Watch out for those mosquitoes, friend. Anybody living in the great state of Texas. We just had the flyover not too long ago. And with that, many of you wrote about the mosquitoes and spraying. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, have you been paying attention to what's going on with West Nile? I got to tell you, sister, it's scary stuff all over Texas, but not just Texas, all over the country. There are fears of West Nile. What is going on? Why all of a sudden all of these cases of West Nile? It's a great question, but one that you can answer with the temperatures, mild winter. Then you get sizzling hot summers and stagnant water, things that lead to the right potential for mosquitoes, for example, which are the big carriers of West Nile, to, you know, show up on your doorstep. And that's unfortunately what's happened. Way too many cases since the 90s. I said this has been the biggest scare since then, and it's the worst outbreak, period, and not just in a few places in the United States. I mean, you know, we could look up and down. I looked before we went on the air at the CDC's website to see what the human infections were and the amount of cases, and the totals are, the totals are frightening. There's some that have been full-blown deaths across the United States, many of them in Texas, 14 in Texas, 26 people have died so far, almost 700 cases, 700 total cases. And this is, in a very short amount of time since the beginning of the year, which really don't count that when it got warmer is what we're really talking about. The most cases have popped up in Texas, but in other states, too, like Louisiana had 52 cases altogether, and California had a bunch of cases, 23 for California, 59. Mississippi's another place where it's been pretty rough. Oklahoma, 49. So 700 cases, 26 people have died, and 14 of them have been in Texas. Six, by the way, have been in Maryland. So one death is too many. Somebody dies because they're outside and they get bit by a mosquito and it happens to be carrying West Nile. And what happens is, which is scary, because some people have no symptoms at first, and then all of a sudden they start to get those symptoms. They have terrible headaches and fevers, and they get sick, they're nauseous. What it happens is, too, it affects the peoples who really get infected, whether it affects their nervous system, and they can have inflammation of the brain, meningitis, awful things that have to do with the rest of their weaknesses in their body and breathing muscles, and it's enough to make you take it seriously, though, I'll say that. All right, here's another one. Jake wasn't the only one concerned. This one from Slater in Mississippi. Kate, I know that you're probably aware of this, but it's very frightening what's happening with West Nile in Mississippi. They're talking about all kinds of things, like always going outside with spray and not being out at dusk. Does that make sense to you? And why are we seeing so many cases? Is it because of the winter we had versus the summer that we had? Bingo! Once again, we have a winter. You answered your own question there. That's the reason why, that we're starting to see this really pop up. And sadly, kids will get it. Kids can easily get this. Older people can get it. And, you just have to protect yourself as much as you can. I think that it's reasonable to say something with DEET in it, you have to spray yourself with it if you're going to be out. If you're going to be out anywhere where there's a possibility you're going to be by the water, especially a lake or anything that could be a stagnant body of water, some kind of a pond or some such thing. Let's take another one here. This from Karen, who says, "Oh, I am so tired, America, tonight of people going back and forth when it comes to Medicaid, Medicare. I don't think anyone knows what they're talking about. The politicians should stay out of it altogether. They messed it up in the first place. It really does scare you getting older, especially when you realize there is no net any longer. People, wake up. You have to take care of yourselves." Amen. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.